Headlines so darn good, they get Mary Alice choked up over there. Everybody. Hey, how about this? Let's go to the phone lines again and play 5 second rule, shall we? It's per request by Mary Alice, so you have her to blame. But the first caller...
Yeah, it was going great.
Yeah, Shelby Huff. I mean, she got right in and was a winner right away.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. So there you go. 330-339-9399. Circus tickets on the line. Family four-pack for tomorrow at 7:30. So be the lucky caller.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall play. By the way, hey, one of our winners yesterday, Mary.
Yeah.
Tiffany Cochran.
Yeah.
She brought me in some donuts this morning.
Really?
And I say me. Those are all mine out there. You guys here? All mine. No, I'm just kidding. I'll share. As long as there's one left over. So thanks to Tiffany.
One.
Hope you have a good time at the circus there. Tiff, Mary, feel free to grab yourself a donut.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tiffany.
Before they disappear.
I know. Brooke's out there.
What is that supposed to mean? Wow. I'm pretty sure she heard that, and she's not going to be in a good mood now. Thanks a lot for putting Brooke in a bad mood she comes in studio.
She has a donut out there. She's going to be in a great mood.
Mm-hmm. By the way, some sports stuff for you real quick. I feel like I need to share with you.
Oh, yeah?
The Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge gets back underway today.
Am I still beating Joe?
Yeah, there's more games today. We'll find out who's beating who after these games later on today. I believe there's four today, four tomorrow. So there will be some shaking and some moving on the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge, brought to you by Weaver Appliance. Thanks to our good folks out there. State Route 39 in Sugar Creek. Of course, you know it's where I shop for all my home appliance needs. Not just me, others who work in this building as well.
Mm.
But just don't take our word for it. Go find out for yourself. Look at their beautiful showroom. Talk to Nate and the staff there at Weaver Appliance. Nobody else can offer that same or next day delivery, Mary. You know why?
Why?
Because nobody else has more in stock than Appliance. State Route 39 there in Sugar Creek. Sponsors of our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. Also thanks to TMK and Pace Landscape Supply as well for sponsoring that. And then Joe Geckler driving down to Columbus right now. Our social media pages for Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter will have updates all morning long of that Highland Boys basketball game. One win away from the state championship. It's the state semis down there in Columbus. So monitor us on social media for up to the second updates from that game that starts at 10:45.
Joe will have fun.
His his son, Braden, goes to those schools out there.
Oh, okay.
So they're going down there to support and obviously send some updates back to us.
Support and report.
Here in Tuscarawas County. Yes, ma'am. Hey, Mary Alice, I'm going to ask you, then I'll get into the phone lines. I know there's somebody there wanting to play 5 second rule. I'm going to ask you the all important question, all right?
Okay.
I don't think I've asked you this before.
I'm ready.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Which one?
Oh, we'll go Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet? That changes everything I've ever thought about you.
Yeah,
Can't look at you the same. Well, then you won't like this news, or maybe you still will. NSYNC reuniting.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
But wait, it's not what you think. I said wait. It's not what you think. Reuniting for just a short period of time as they will be honored on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So all of them, Justin, JC, Lance, Joey Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick, they'll all be there as they get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or whatever they get there on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, whatever they get. It's just a star.
I don't know if you're Backstreet Boys, Mary, or on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Hey, caller, who's this? You want to play 5 second rule?
Yes.
Who is this?
Kylie,
what's happening?
Not much.
Hey, if I were to ask you NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, which one would you pick? You too young for that?
No. Actually, I'd pick NSYNC.
That's what I'm talking about, Kylie. It's more like it.
She just won it because you said it.
No, she's not.
Yes, she
is. Actually, I was a big fan when I was younger.
Okay.
There you go. You see? Me too, Kylie. Now we're both old.
My generation was that was my generation. I was a 90s baby.
There you go. Yeah, I still have a crush on Justin Timberlake. I don't know about you, Kylie, but
I love Justin.
I love him too. He's dreamy. All right. Hey, let's play 5 second rule, shall we? You want to go? You want to go to the circus?
Yeah.
You have to answer some questions first. 5 second rule. You know how it's played, I hope, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. One Kelsey, if that is indeed your name. Short-term memory. You know how it works. All right.
Kylie.
Perfect. Good job. All right, Kylie. Here we go. 5 seconds is on the timer. And then within those 5 seconds, you have to name me, Kylie, 3 farm animals. Go.
Pig, sheep, lamb.
Pig, sheep, lamb. That was within 5, but I'm telling you what, just barely.
Yeah.
Just barely.
It sounded like you were going to say chicken there for a moment, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't know if that's a farm animal.
Yeah. Mary, though, because you were so tough on people earlier, they have to answer 2 in a row, which now this is where you come in hand.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think we're going to stick with kind of the farm theme a little bit.
Oh, are we? All right, yeah, Kylie, be ready. If you answer this one right, you win tickets to the circus.
Okay.
All right, cool. Go ahead, Mayor.
All right, Kylie, you have to name 3 dairy products.
Milk, yogurt, and cheese.
That certainly qualifies as 3 dairy products.
Yeah.
Kylie. Congrats, Kylie. You're going to the circus Saturday showing at 7:30. I hope you have a great time, the Tadmore Shrine Circus. Folks, see more info, tadmoreshrinecircus.com. It's where you can get tickets. But Kylie, you don't have to worry about buying tickets because you won yours. Scot-free right here. That's right. So congrats, Kylie.
Thank you.
Hey, you're most certainly welcome, dear. Thanks for calling in. There you have it. That's how 5 second rule is played. I've never in the history of 5 second rule. We played it twice this morning. Shelby Huff was the first contestant. She answered 2 right off the rip.
Bam.
Just like that.
Bam.
Boom. And she won circus tickets. And then Kylie right there. Not Kelsey, everybody, but Kylie.
Kylie.
She won just like that. Off the rip.
She did great.
Mary, you ready? 5 second rule.
No. Are you
Mary
ready?
Alice.
Are you ready?
No. I'm going with you first.
No.
Mary, within 5 seconds, can you, for me, name 3 cartoon characters ago?
Scooby-Doo, Fred Flintstones, Pebbles.
What is Pebbles from, by the way?
Pebbles and Bam Bam, Flintstones.
Okay, oh, that's an acceptable
answer. Jeez.
You want to quiz me? Go ahead if you want to.
Of course I do.
All right, go ahead.
This will be a fun one for you.
Okay.
Okay. Keep it clean.
Wait, hold on. Keep it clean. Now, Mary, you know who you're talking to over here.
Let me change it.
Mayor.
Let me change this one.
All right, go.
Okay. Name 3 princesses.
Cinderella, Snow White, and Mary Alice. Hey now, everybody.
I have my crown in here.
Everybody. It doesn't get better than that. I nailed that one.
You did.
Anyway, thanks, Kelsey. Thanks, Shelby. Phone's still ringing. Sorry, I don't have any more tickets to hand out. But Shauna Berkey will a little bit later. By the way, that NSYNC Backstreet Boys question, that's for sure a Facebook Twitter poll question for tomorrow.
I think so, too.
Which will be up for a Friday.
Everybody,
so, all right.
Be thinking about it.
Be thinking about it. Have JT in your mind. Dream about him. And whatever who's the main dude in the Backstreet Boys? I don't even know.
I have no clue.
But yet you claim to like them more.
I don't know which one I like more.
All right, Mayor. Brooke will answer that age-old question soon. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy waking you up this morning, 8:44 on a Friday Eve. And, would you look and see who it is? It's Babbling Brooke. What's up, Brooke?
Oh, you know.
Hey, I think I've asked you this before. You're an NSYNC gal.
I am.
It's more like it.
Yeah. I mean,
those Backstreet Boy floozies out there.
But they did get it started.
Just kidding, Mary. Just joking. Anyway. Hey,
What's with Mary throwing me under the bus?
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to take it up with her.
I was like, what? What's that about?
You're going to have to take it up with her.
I mean,
I don't know.
Am I like the donut queen or something?
Brooke, you're beautiful no matter what size you are, all right? Hey, what do you have for us?
All right. In the state history, in an effort to raise funds to pay off debts and defend the vast new American territories won from the French, In the Seven-Year War, the British government passes the Stamp Act on this date in 1765. In 1894, hockey's first Stanley Cup championship game was played. Home team Montreal defeated Ottawa 3-1. And then in 1997, Marilyn Manson fell on stage during a performance in Honolulu.
Really hurt himself.
Yeah, he cut an artery in his hand. And of course, he was forced to stop the show.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He's an Ohioan, right?
Canton is where he grew up.
Yeah. It's kind of scary, but I like some of his music.
Brooke, get over it.
Holidays for today is it's As Young As You Feel Day.
I tell you what, I'm sometimes 32. I feel 42.
I was going to say, I don't always feel younger than I should. It's National Goof Off Day. National Sing Out Day.
We never goof off.
That's every day, though, around here. Sing Out Day. And it's World Water Day. Country music on TV today. Devin Dawson will be on Ellen. Of course, the NCAA basketball tournament continues today.
Oh, and you're in second place in the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge, ma'am.
Yeah. Could change today, though. We'll see. Grey's Anatomy is on at 8. Showtime at the Apollo is on at 9, and Chicago Fire is also on at 9.
Fire.
Roseanne Barr and John Goodman will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Will Smith will be on with Jimmy Fallon.
By the way, on Tuesday, I think, is when Roseanne comes back, the premiere, the new Roseanne.
Okay. All right. You going to watch it?
For sure.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. And then in country news, the Country Music Association revealed the artist lineup for this year's CMA Fest, which takes place in downtown Nashville. I would love to go to that.
One of these days, I would love to attend this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nuts for a whole weekend.
Yeah,
here.
June 7th through the 10th. Now, I will have something going on that weekend, so I wouldn't be able to go anyway.
Oh, all right. Next year, we'll go.
Yes. Some of the performers will be Kelsea Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Flora Georgia Line, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, your girl.
You know, we haven't seen her since she fell yet. In the facial stitches.
Yeah.
Still haven't, she hasn't made a public appearance yet.
Yeah.
And of course they,
she looks fine.
I'm sure. They film that whole thing, that music fest, and then there's a special they put on ABC for everybody to watch.
Yeah, so if you can't make it there, I guess, then that's the next best thing.
Yeah.
Of course, the gates, they open at 6, and performance start at 8, but there's still tickets available, so if you want some tickets, go to cmafest.com.
Plenty of good seats remain.
Yes, that would be awesome. And then this is fun. Starbucks is making another new little drink that's just for a limited time. It's only for like 5 days, but it's the fortune-telling crystal ball frappuccino.
A crystal ball frap?
Yes. So I imagine
it's colorful, like rainbows and... I imagine rainbows and unicorns. Well, I don't know why.
Yeah, they had the unicorn one not too long ago, didn't they?
They had a unicorn frap?
Yeah, I think they did.
All right.
But you can learn your fortune based on the color of the sprinkles on top of the whipped cream. So blue will stand for adventure. Green for luck. Purple will bring magic, wonder, and enchantment.
Oh, everybody wants purple then.
I know, right?
Or green. Can't go wrong with green. Yeah. I am Irish after all.
Yeah, so there you go.
So it's a...
I think we should go get one.
It's a crystal ball frappuccino.
Yes.
Right now at Starbucks for probably $8.99.
I wonder how much sugar is in one of those.
You don't
how
look,
many calories?
You don't look at that stuff. You know the best thing from Starbucks, though, that I like at least?
What's that?
And it's the worst thing on their menu in terms of if you count the calories.
Yeah.
It's their white chocolate mocha.
Okay.
You get it warm, and it is... to die for.
Yeah, I'll have to try one.
To die. Anyway, yeah. I'd much rather have that than the crystal ball frap. Hey, yeah. Brooke. 5 second rule,
no.
You ready?
It's
too bad.
We don't have time.
We have plenty of time. I run things here. You work here. Here we go. In 5 seconds, Brooke, for me, name 3 things to do on a date.
Oh, go to the movies, go out to eat, and go sightseeing.
All right, Brooke, that counts. It's not...
I don't know what sightseeing we do around here, but whatever.
Yeah, that last
maybe
one.
Maybe go to the park.
That last one, I don't know. You could have replaced it with making love or something. I don't know, things to do on a date.
You know, so. My mind doesn't go there.
Oh, it doesn't.
It just doesn't go there.
That's first thing I.
Not in 5 seconds, anyway.
It's the first thing I immediately thought of.
When I'm a female.
Hopefully it takes longer than 5 seconds to make a little love for all of you. Anyway. Brooke, have a good one.
What did I win?
What did you win?
Yeah.
Well, just like yesterday.
A donut?
No.
A donut!
Yeah, you can have one of those. Okay. Courtesy of Tiffany Cochran. Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome.